How to create opportunities as a content creator. My name is Oswaldo.
My name is Sophia.
And you're listening to Creators Voices.
Yay.
So as you're creating content, you want opportunities to come to you as soon as it you can, right? Because you're like, oh my God, I want to make money. I want to feel I'm being successful. I want to feel like this is working out.
Yeah, true.
You know?
True.
So today...
Especially because everybody's talking about how much money they make online all the time.
Oh my God, yeah. Sometimes I'm like, I need to stop listening to that.
Yeah, it's hard.
Because some people try to make it easy. Make it seem like it's easy, but it's not.
Yeah.
Okay? It is not easy because it takes a lot of work.
Yes.
But if you focus on this, you will make opportunities happen to you.
Yeah. Or these things that we're going to outline.
These things that we're going to outline. Now, we're going to focus on brand deals.
Yeah.
Okay? Just to simplify this. Opportunities for you as a content creator when it comes to brand deals.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to this, I try to simplify it as much as I can.
Yeah.
How can I make these opportunities happen? Making the best content possible.
Yeah.
Why?
That's so true.
Because if I make the best content possible, it will attract viewers. It will attract people, which will attract brands.
Yeah.
Why? Because brands want to put the products in front of my audience.
Yeah.
Especially if it aligns. If the product aligns with my audience, they want my audience to view their product.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's so important, right? To conceptualize it like that. Because as a business owner, the first thing that you have to worry about is how good is your product. But as a content creator, your product is the content. Like that's what you have to offer to the world. And obviously to brands too. The brands are your customers in a sense as well, right? So they're purchasing your content because they know that it will get them a lot of viewers. So the kind of content that you work on attracts the type of people that you want are very important. For example, what I do with my content is to make it as positive as possible, as supportive as possible. I stay away from drama. I stay away from politics.
Yeah.
I stay away from like even just making fun of other people like too much, right? It's always like lighthearted fun. It's like kind of like how I want the kind of content that I create. That's what I want to portray because that's going to attract the people who are like that as well and not like negative people who only want to see drama, right? Because I'm conscious of the fact that that's what brands want too. They don't really want like you talking about drama all the time and then being like, hey, purchase some pants. Like, that's not going to work out. You want somebody who's like relatable, who's positive, who's happy. And by the way,
because they represent your brand.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because they don't want their brands to be viewed as negative either. So why would they want a content creator that only makes negative content? It doesn't make any sense. But yeah, so it's like it sounds so simple, but it's so true. Your product as a content creator is the content and also the people that you attract.
Yeah. Now, when it comes to opportunities,
don't
just wait for them to happen.
Yeah.
Okay? You have to put in the work as well. Reach out to brands.
Yeah.
Get their attention somehow.
Yeah.
And it's not like this. Hey, brand, send me a free product and I'll promote it.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, God.
You don't want, like, an exchange of, like, send me a free product and I'll promote it. No. Build a relationship.
Yeah.
Building a relationship with a brand is so important because
there's
people behind these brands, okay? And what you want, the type of relationship that you want a relationship where a brand believes in your brand and wants to work with you, you know? You don't want a brand to just look at your numbers and be like, oh, okay, let's work together. No.
Yeah.
You want them to believe in you. They want you. There's brands out there that do want people to succeed.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And you want to work with those brands.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so important. I mean, for me personally, like I also I love representing the brands that I represent. And to me, like that's how I built the relationship is because I show through my content how much I love their product.
Yeah.
And that's how I build only 1 to 2 relationships. And that's really all I need. But I tag them in everything. I make sure that anytime anybody asks me about their products, I tag them, I put hashtags, and then I even send them screenshots and stuff like that to show that, you know, myself and my audience resonate with this brand so much and that we can continue working together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I've been able to get repeating business with some of these companies because they see that I'm passionate about their products. And it works out. So that relationship takes a while, but it's paid off in dividends in so many multiples since, you know, the first time I worked with them.
Yeah. And how do you get the brand's attention? Well, what Sophia said, tag them.
Yeah.
You know, use their products.
Yeah.
Don't expect already a collaboration or a sponsorship or anything like that.
Yeah.
Actually enjoy their products.
Yeah.
And guess what? It helps you because your audience is going to know that you're truthful because you're actually using these products.
Right.
And then when it comes to the time that you're promoting it,
yeah,
your audience is going to be like, great, I get a deal.
Yeah.
I love what you're doing. It's a win-win. First, I love the product that you've been using.
Yeah.
And now I get a chance to support your content by purchasing the product that I want.
Right.
Oh my God. Perfect align.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's what you want.
Yeah.
You know?
But just as a side note though, just because you love a brand, that doesn't mean that you should just work with them for free products.
Yeah. Correct.
I think this is such a big mistake that I've seen so many creators, so many talented creators everywhere in every niche has done this. And they just throw themselves at these brands. That's not what you want as well, right? You want them to respect you. And that the way you do that is once you do get their attention, don't be afraid to establish boundaries. Like, hey, you know, maybe you're just offering me free products and you want to build a relationship. That's fine. But just know I usually charge this. I, you know, charge for usage rates, like usage rights, like give them your rates and make sure that you establish the numbers from the start, because it's going to be so much harder for you to create all this free content for them to then later on ask for payment because you've already done so much, and then they don't necessarily take you as serious if you're just
they will not take you as serious if you're just, you know, taking free product and making content for them. Once you have their attention, then that's when you bring things up and try to work with them.
Yes.
But that's where creativity happens. That's where a lot of failure happens. That's where you have to go back and forth and test things out. Like what works, what doesn't, why doesn't it work?
Yeah.
What has worked, and continue doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And talk to other content creators as well. You know? That helps a lot too.
That's true. Yeah. I often found that like, the hardest part for me was feeling kind of lonely at first, or well, not like lonely, but it's like I didn't necessarily know how to feel when certain brands would ask me for things, and I love working or I love their product so much and I'm like, oh, I want to do it for free. But if I didn't have somebody like Ozzy to tell me like, hey, no, you should still charge them like for your content because you put on so much work for your content, I would have felt like obligated to do it because as a new creator, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Right. So if you talk to other creators and you learn from other creators who validate your feelings, mm-hmm. you're going to feel so much more empowered to charge what your content is worth. I mean, think about it. If your content gets like a few thousand views, that's a lot of impressions that these companies would have to pay for ads. I mean, for me, it cost me like $7 per like 100 or 1,000 views. So it's like it ends up being way more expensive for these companies to pay like a Facebook ad or TikTok ad as opposed to paying you and getting 20,000 views, 30,000 views. So see it that way. You're not overcharging at all asking for money for your content. It's honestly like it's very much worth it for them.
Yeah, you're valuable.
Yeah.
And think about it this way too. Brands these days, seriously, they want to work with us content creators.
Yeah.
They want to work with us so bad.
Yeah.
The thing is this, they don't know how to work with us.
Yes.
And if you don't know how to work with brands, it's going to make it so much easier for them to just be like, I don't want to work with this guy or this girl. You know, like try to make it as easy as possible to work with you.
Yeah.
So if a brand for some reason shows some sort of interest, man, have a game plan.
Yes.
Okay. Don't just ask them like, oh, how much would you pay for this? No. Tell them how much you charge.
Yeah.
And what do they get from it?
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and go from there. But make sure you have a game plan.
Yes.
Make it as easy as possible for brands to understand and know that you know what you're doing and you've done it before.
Yes.
And be confident about it. And that helps a lot.
Yeah. Too, and I think another thing that helps so much too for me as a content creator is keeping all the things that I know a brand would want to see. So again, the comments, I've taken screenshots of comments of people tagging me like, hey, what are the tops you're wearing, shoes you're wearing, pants you're wearing. I keep all of that. I keep the numbers of my affiliate sales. I keep the numbers of like other sponsorships that have done well, like videos that have gone like over 100,000 views or beyond. I keep those because I'm like, dude, like I've done this before with other companies. There's no reason why you can't have confidence in me that our relationship is going to work. Again, this is like after you've already scouted, like this is a good fit for you and like all those things, right? But yeah, if you have like solid numbers and you're like, hey, this is why I charge what I charge. My average view rate is this, this, and that. I don't see how they can not
want to work with you.
Yeah, and
not see the value.
Yeah.
But that's great. So if you get a chance to show on paper, like
on solid numbers,
like let's say you have an affiliate code from some sort of product, right?
Yeah.
If you're getting sales and people are asking about it,
yeah,
you know, put that on a package,
yeah,
and show brands like, hey, it's worked out with this brand, I would like to work with you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So this way it makes the brand a lot more confident to work with you.
Yeah.
It would help a lot.
Yeah. It would make it look like it's a bargain.
Yes. And it is. That's the thing.
Yeah. No, it is. Yeah. And then so the last thing that I was gonna mention, and this is I understand this is very hard and you have to be very lucky, but it is by far the best way to attract opportunities. And that is to build relationships with the right people in the company.
Yeah. It is very important to figure out who owns this brand or who's the higher up that you can connect with, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And see if you can get on a call with them.
Yeah.
You know, it's so good, you guys. Seriously. It could be somebody, you know, a higher up. Just do your research.
Yeah.
Figure things out on your own. Don't just sit and wait.
Well, yeah. You know? I mean, what you did was great because you actually showed up to their office, one of the companies that you work with. And that's how you met the owner pretty much. And now you're still working with them.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, which is crazy. And opportunities happen from there on as well. So the beautiful thing is this, you guys. Think about it this way. You only need a couple of relationships to make this a full-time job for you as a content creator.
Yes.
And it is the right relationships.
Yeah.
And how do you get good at that? Putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
Reaching out.
Yeah.
Try to work with them. Try to do your best. It's a constant iteration of, you know, build relationships and grow from there.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. And I was going to mention earlier too, you know, obviously the owner of the company is not always accessible, but just going to their events, like one of the companies that I work for, they have tons of events and everybody's there. Like chances are you're going to meet like a lot of people who are like key players in the company. And then you just become best friends with this company pretty much. And like he said, you only need literally when we say couple, we mean like one or two.
Yeah.
Like really good relationships.
Yeah.
And that's about it. And it just amplifies the messaging that you're giving to your audience too, right? Because you don't necessarily want to be a content creator that represents 10 companies. Mm-hmm. No, you want to be one that creator that represents like three at most.
Yeah.
So people believe that you're actually using these products, right?
Yeah.
Who believes somebody who...
And you should be using these products. Yeah. You should believe in these brands.
Yeah.
You should be, you know...
Excited to work with them.
Excited to work with them.
Yeah.
And be truthful with your audience as well. It's very important.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys, I hope you find this useful, helpful. Please leave us a review. And as always... love you so much for listening to us, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.